People wanting to go away for holidays may be in for a turbulent summer. Airlines around the world are struggling with strikes, staff shortages, and the lingering fallout of pandemic lockdowns. Scandinavian airline SAS has filed for bankruptcy protection in the US. It's blamed a pilot walkout over wages on Monday, although its financial woes have been long running.
SAS needs to address its challenging financial position and make significant cost reductions in order to become competitive. The ongoing strike makes this challenging situation even tougher.
In the UK, low-cost airline EasyJet has been forced to cut 10,000 of its scheduled 160,000 flights. The carrier blames worker shortages, saying the problem is a lack of ground staff. On Monday, EasyJet announced that Chief Operating Officer Peter Bellow had stepped down to pursue other opportunities. British Airways passengers are also affected. The carrier is cancelling about 1,500 flights in the coming weeks, saying the aviation sector is facing the most challenging period in its history.
We've got a pilot shortage. We've got a fuel crisis with prices just going out of sight. We've got inflation. We need to fill those seats to get the, what we call the load factor up. It's a series of problems involving labor issues, involving shortages of personnel. The air traffic controllers are very affected by this.
On Friday, airport workers went on strike in Paris, demanding higher wages. Food and fuel prices are rising, but employees complain their salaries aren't keeping pace. With companies unwilling or unable to meet workers' demands, coupled with a staff shortage, it's shaping up to be a difficult summer for both airlines and passengers. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.